Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 136, Great Gain. Godliness with contentment is great gain. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6. Let that word sit for a moment. Great gain. Paul could have chosen any language, the language of virtue, of devotion, of faith, but he chose the language of business, of profit, of the bottom line, and he did it on purpose, because he knows we understand gain. We wake up thinking about gain. We plan and hustle and work, all in pursuit of gain. And then Paul walks in and says, "You've been looking in the wrong place. The richest life is not the fullest account. It's the quietest heart." And Paul binds two things together that on their own can deceive. Godliness alone can become a performance. You can go through every religious motion and still be hollow on the inside, restless, always needing to prove something to someone. And contentment alone, that can be a mask too. A bitter resignation, dressed up as peace, but godliness with contentment, those two together, they make a life that needs no audience. A life that isn't running toward any finish line, because it has already found what matters. And that matters, because more is a finish line that moves every time you get close. You reach one level, and immediately, the next one appears on the horizon. It is a track with no end. Contentment doesn't run faster on that track. It steps off the track entirely. And Paul is honest about why. The very next verse is blunt. "We brought nothing into this world, and we will carry nothing out." That is not pessimism. That is clarity. That is the freedom that comes from holding things loosely, because we already know how this story ends. Holding things loosely is not indifference. It is simple honesty. And what does Paul call enough? Food, clothing, the basics. Not as poverty, but as revelation. Learning to look at what you have and say, "This is enough," is one of the quietest victories a soul can win. There is no trophy for it, no applause, but there is peace, a peace that doesn't depend on anything more. So here is your call today. Before breakfast, before you pick up your phone, before you check a single notification, write down three things you already have that you once prayed for, three things God answered, and thank him for each one, by name. Not a general prayer, a specific, honest gratitude that recognizes what you hold today was once what you were hoping for. That is contentment in motion. That is godliness with gratitude. That is great gain. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.